Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we go on a Wednesday. Finally looks of fall and really feels of fall out there. And when fall comes, so does Halloween. And one of the big long-standing traditions around this neck of the woods, as you very well know, the trail of... Carla, I need to work on my scary voice. Do you have a better one? Can you try the trail of terror? Or, see, I can't even say it. Trail of terror in a scary voice. Are you with me, Carla? Hello?
There we are.
There we are. I need your best scary voice to say trail of terror.
I don't have a scary voice.
Okay. Well, we tried our best, but yes, we're talking about the trail of terror. How are you this morning, by the way? I haven't talked to you in a while. What's new?
A lot of things. Halloween is coming up that we're getting pretty excited for.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about this big trail of terror put on by the Delhi Veterans Committee. Give me a little bit of details about these veterans and the guys and gals that make this thing happen every year.
Yeah, so the Delhi Betterment Committee puts this event on because, you know, we just want something different, a different event. And I would have to say that this is going to be awesome. Every year it keeps growing. So you definitely want to show up this Saturday, October 15th, and it begins at 6 o'clock. So 6 to 6:30 is the light fright, and then 6:30 to 8:30 is the full fright.
Okay.
And it's located at Silver Lake Park in Delhi. So you get the lake and the trail through woods all in one.
So you got a pretty good area you're covering and putting this thing on with. How many people does it take and are involved with this trail of terror?
Oh my gosh. We have had more and more. I think this is probably the most volunteers that we're going to have this year. I think the word is getting out and kids want to be involved. Parents want to get involved. So I couldn't even tell you how many people. I'm going to say 20 to 30 people.
Oh, wow. So, and this is something that's certainly a project, kind of a labor of love for you guys, because it's a good little fundraiser too, from what I understand.
Yeah, we charge $7 to go through. Some people even go through twice. They like it so much. So kudos to them. But basically what we do with the proceeds is we put them back into the community. So for an example, what we did for Delhi Days, we bought Christmas lights that go across the street. So we are definitely trying to just what makes Delhi better. You know, there's lots of projects going on. So we just want to be a part of those and help out.
Absolutely. So, by the way, Carla Thompson with us on the phone this morning here, guest of the day. All right. I know you can't give everything away. I know you don't want to ruin the surprise, but can you give me little nuggets, little sneak peeks of anything I might need to prepare for?
Yeah. you know, everybody has like a different scene, so they do something different and it's different every year. But I do know one scene is going to have dolls in it. And there's a doll that's going to be creeping up a tree to get to its head. It's detached.
Hang on a second. Wait a minute now.
It's awesome.
Is that even allowed in the state of Iowa, first of all? Have you checked to make sure that? No, that's got to be, what kind of work goes into us? When do you guys start preparing for this?
Oh, you know, we start thinking right after this event of different types of scenes, what do we need, who can get involved. So we kind of think off and on all year, but really these last month and a half, 2 months is really when we concentrate and get down to the nitty gritty.
Gotcha. Well, and the best way to reward Carla and all these folks for their hard work is by showing up and going to the trail. $7 gets you in. So remind everybody, Carla, the when and the where. We already told them how much.
Yeah, so it's this Saturday. If you want to do the light fright, show up at 6. If you want the full fright, it's 6:30 to 8:30 at Silver Lake Park in Delhi. So bring your friends. We even have adults that go through it as groups. We're going to have treats and s'mores and hot chocolate. So come get some snacks as well. We're going to have different scenes that you can come early and get your picture taken. So it's actually really good. I hope we get a lot of people to go through it.
Absolutely. I'm just pulling up the weather forecast for Saturday, by the way. You guys could not have asked for any better weather, really. You look at the forecast,
yes.
Sunny, 52 in the daytime. About the time you're going to open things up, probably in the upper 40s. So just a perfect fall night to get out there to Silver Lake Park and be a part of it.
Absolutely. You know, if you need more information, you can sure go to DelhiBetterment.com for more information.
Carla, always good to talk to you. You tell the good folks over your way hi for us, and we'll come visit again soon, all right?
Sure will.
There you go. Carla Thompson with us with the Delhi Betterment Committee, the Trail of Terror. Trail of Terror. Ooh, I like that one. Trail of Terror. We're proud to help promote it here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. The Sports of Terror comes your way next.